Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Apple says sales of its new iPhone 11 are exceeding expectations. Live to Bloomberg and reporter Mark Gurman, who has been reporting on this. Mark, one big factor here, I think, is Apple dropped the price of the iPhone 11, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the iPhone 11 comes in at $700. Its predecessor, the iPhone XR, was $750. And that $50 price point, combined with it being seasonally a time where people are upgrading after holding onto their phones for a long time, the iPhone 11 is doing well.
Yeah, something you just touched on, I think another inevitable factor playing into this is a lot of people's phones are just plain getting old and wearing out.
That's exactly right. So it's been 4 years since the iPhone 6 and 6S went on sale, plus their bigger Plus models, and those were huge upgrade cycles because of the increased screen sizes. Now, like you said, those phones are getting old and slow. Average life cycle for an iPhone these days is 3 to 4 years. It's prime time for upgrades, and so that's what you're seeing happening.
What about the phones themselves, Mark? Do these iPhone 11s have features that keep people coming back for more?
You know, they're not a big upgrade over last year's models, but if you're doing a comp from now to 3 to 4 years ago, it's a significant upgrade because you're getting everything in the past 3 years all in one update.
Are things looking bright for Apple right now on this iPhone news?
Bright? You know, that's a good question. I mean, it's still been, you know, 5-6 years since they've had a new major category, a product category, and this is a company that basically lives or dies on big new categories. So that's something that has been missing. But in terms of stability and not, you know, falling year over year, these phones are doing the trick.
So they thrive on the big splash, right?
They thrive on the blockbuster, yep.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Mark Gurman at Bloomberg.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.